The setup, they do not tie clothes upon themselves to wear things flowing through. So don't tell me that you're a Salafi, Mahad, pure Salafi, Al-Jadda. On the real part of Salafi, and we can look at you and we can see the afar of Salafiya. Because it's not only about human, it also has the wire. It also has physical manifestations. So the one who ascribes himself to Salafiya, he says, if he is truly doing so openly and in his mind, that is, in his belief, his acts of worship and his interrelation with the people. Do we understand? If he is doing so openly and in his other dealings and in his belief, he says, فَهُوَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي هُوَ عَلَى الْحَكِّ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. He says, he is like the mu'min who is upon truth, both openly and in the secret. Any person who says, I'm Salafi, and you look at him, he says Salafiya. When he starts talking, Salafiya. Instead of a person, don't blame him. He is like a mu'min who is truly showing the manifestations of Islam, Zahiran wa Batinan. Do you understand? وَإِنْ كَانَ مُوَافِقًا لَهُ فِي الظَّاهِرِ فَقَطْ دُونَ الْبَاطِنِ. But if he is just only manifesting it, you know, some of the people now, sometimes, they behave irrationally. Some brothers will not comb their hair. And they put a barrel here, maybe chin stick. They're walking over, without checking now. Is it Salafi? Is that me? I am not talking about Salafi. I don't know Salafi yet. Someone is Salafi and claims to be a Salafi. Yes, yes, he does not go there, you know, without cap. She wears hijab, she does all these mystical manifestations. And she takfir, or he makes takfir, of those who make major sins. It's not a Salafi, Bahtinan. So Salafi is brother, but it's not a Salafi, Bahtinan. Ibn Taymiyyah said Surah Allah. But the one who does that, Zawahir is Salafiya, outside his physical manifestation. So just like his hijab, he knew, khalas. Only hijab. Those things that someone needs to do as someone ascribing himself to Salafiya, we'll just quickly run through them because of time. But we mention them. If we do not mention them, we are just talking. We are just playing with words. So he said, Rahimahullah, that if his actions in the open are like those of the Salaf, but in the secret and in his belief and worship, he is something else. He says, فَهُوَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمُنَافِقِ. So the person is like a munafiq, the person is like a hypocrite who will show people Islam but behind is other than a Muslim. So it means the real mu'min is the Salafi, Zahiran wa Batinan. The real Salafi is the Salafi, Zahiran wa Batinan. Not just Salafi in the mouth. This will make us go to the attributes. What are those attributes that we must possess in ascribing ourselves to the powerful descent of? This means we want to mention some of their own attributes in their deen. The first one, تحكيم الكتاب والسنة الصحيحة في كل قضية من قضايا الحياة. Ruling based on the Quran and the Sunnah in everything in our lives. Whether it is relating to the matters of Aqidah, our ibadah, our sunuk, our attitudes, our muhamala, our behaviors and interrelationship with people, especially because the source of in the scenario, especially when there is difference of opinion. As a Salafi, we must always be doing what? Ruling and accepting evidence based on what? Kitab and Sunnah. So Kitab, what is different between Sunnah and Salaf? Don't ask me this question again at question time. Because the Salafi is the one who follows Kitab and Sunnah. Do you understand? So the first thing the Salafi must do is, in all his dealings, everything he is doing, is asking of Kitab and Sunnah. The second thing, Al-Aqsu bima warad ani sahabati fi bayad al-qadaya al-diniya amatan wa fi qadaya al-aqida kafatan. Quoting what or acting upon adhering to what has been reported from the companions regarding the affairs of the deen. The first is acting upon Kitab and Sunnah. Quote, the second one is acting upon what is reported from the companions radiallahu anhum regarding the matters of the deen generally and especially the issue of aqidah. Generally, don't forget, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. That is the evidence for that. Generally, especially before you say, someone is a mu'min, someone is a kafir, you must bring something for companions. After Kitab and Sunnah, adhere to what has been reported. If nothing has been reported from them, then give help to my waqaf. Start where they stood. وَقُلْ بِمَا قَالُ. Say only what they said. Don't say one and what they said. Do you understand? So if the companions have not made takfir of certain set of people, don't make takfir of them. If they have made takfir of certain set of people, make takfir of them. As a jail, jail of Sahaba. If they have kept silence on something, keep silence. So, Al-Aqsu bima warad ani Sahaba. Adhering to what has been reported from the companions, fi bayan al-qadaya ad-diniya, regarding the explanations of the matters of the deen, hamatan generally, wa fi qadaya al-aqida khassa, and regarding the matters of the aqida especially. The third matter, itibar al-tawhid, considering tawhid very, very important. Tawhid in its three aspects. If you ask me how do I know that it is three, that is how the Salaf they say it. If you ask me how do I know that it is three and not four, Tawhid Hakimiyya. The fact is that Tawhid Hakimiyya is part of Tawhid Rububiyya. Ignorant most people think that there is Tawhid Hakimiyya. And the people who do that also are people whose mazahib are close to those of the Khawarij. There is no fourth Tawheed. Tawheed Hakimiyya in the Salaf. Tawheed Hakimiyya, there can be fourth in the name. Tawheed Hakimiyya is under Rububiyya. The Hadith of Abi ibn Hatim. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says regarding that, that ittakhadhu ahbarahum wa ahbarahum arbaban min dunillah. They take their teachers and their rabbis as Lord, Arbaban, Arbab, from Rububiyya, Rab, Arbab, min dunillah. And the Prophet explained that what they did in that case is sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what the Jews and the Christians did was, if their leaders gave them an order, they followed, hukum. If their leaders prohibited them from something, they followed, hukum. So they followed their leaders regarding hukum. So they make Hakimiyya the follow to take their leaders as the Al-Ahkam, the people who give rules. Why they should do that only to Allah? But yes, Allah says, اتخذوا أحبارهم وأرباباً أرباباً من دون الله. So the ulama say, it means Tawheed Hakimiyya is from Tawheed Ar-Rububiyya. In fact, the Quran, all the arkan of Iman can be put into the aspect of Tawheed. Al-Iman beyond the earth is part of the Rububiyya of Allah. That Allah created us and He will kill us and raise us up on the day of Qiyamah. So Al-Iman of beyond the earth can be added or can be added to Tawheed al-Rububiyya. The same thing, Qadar, that Allah has created us, He knows everything, He has written everything down. He likes that certain things should exist, and He likes in His Sharia that certain things are prohibited and obligated and all this, and that He is the creator of everything is part of His Rububiyya. Ulama has also discussed Qadar under Rububiyya. because in his human realm has the honorable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the four aspects of tawhid that the Muslim must understand properly is a tawhid or rububiyyah. Salafi, he does not understand it. They are just shouting Salafi in the school and he is also saying he is Salafi. He does not understand. You are not Salafi. If you are Salafi, you must understand this concept very well. Do you understand? Salafi must understand this matter very well. Salafi is not slang. Hey, Salafi, it's not slang. If you don't understand this very well, you are like the person in the thing I was referring to. Mu'min Zahir, Lord Mu'min Martina. A Muslim, Mu'min, believer in Allah, in the book of Allah, they are everything in Salafi. But other than that, in the healing. The first thing, Adamu, Mujadalat Ahlul Bidah. Not arguing with the people of innovation. Don't argue with the people of innovation. There's a man called Ibn Rawayji al-Murshid. And Imam Zahdi discussed about him in Sierra Leone, because he was very knowledgeable. Ibn Rawayji was very knowledgeable. He was excellent in Lugarabia and Adab. He could say that this thing is a wood and describe it. In your mind, you'll be thinking as if you are seeing a wood because of his mastery of language, even when he has no shoes. So he used to go and sit with Mushidun. Those who do not believe that Allah has a God, those who deny that there is even Allah, because he also at the end of the day denied it. Ibn Rawayji finally denied that Allah existed. He even went into Judaism. He had some book that he wrote that he said that all Muslims should be Jews, should join the Judaism practice. Ibn Rawayji. Why? How did he come about that? He used to go and sit with these Mushidun, these people who deny the essence, the God of Allah. He will sit with them. Imam Zahid said, each time the ulama tell him not to sit with them, he will say, I am only sitting with them so that I can know their evidences. The pastor of Mushida. So he became a Mushid. He also became one with an atheist who denies Allah. Because of what? Mujalatatu Ahmul Ahwa. He was sitting with the people of innovation. So he became one of them. At the end of the day, what did he do? He denied Allah. He denied that there is Allah. The same thing we mentioned initially, Jam ibn Safwan of Samarkandi. He was a friend of Al-Jahl ibn Dirham. Al-Jahl ibn Dirham was the first person to talk about Jahliya. Those who also do not believe in the God of Allah. But he was a student. Al-Jahl ibn Dirham was a student of Al-Jahl. Al-Jahl ibn Safwan was a student of Al-Jahl ibn Dirham. So when he was slaughtered on the day of Eid, his student, Jahl ibn Safwan of Samarkandi, he took up the idea. So he was traveling in different parts of the world. That is why he was called a Samarkandi. He got to Samarkand. In this Samarkand, the philosophers do not believe in anything they cannot sense. Whatever they cannot see, nor hear, nor taste, nor touch, nor smell, they believe that does not exist. So he went to that. He wants to do debates. Al-Jahl ibn Safwan, Samarkandi. He wants to do debates with them. So be careful. You are comparative religious person. Be careful. Now for many of them don't believe that Isa alayhi salam will come out. These comparative people. Most of them don't believe that Isa alayhi salam shall return at the end of time. Because they became so familiar with Christianity and they became infected with those viruses. So Jahab was discussing with them, so they asked him, where is Allah? He said, there is Allah. He said, there is Allah. So where is he? Can we touch him? Say no. Can we smell him? Say no. Can we see him? Say no. Can we see Allah? Say no. Can we see Allah? Say no. So the Allah does not exist. For 40 days he did not perform Salah. Because he was confused. And that's what Sulaiman Abbas radiallahu anhu. He says, La tujalisu ahlal ahwa. فإن مجالسته ممرضة للقلوب. Don't sit with the people of innovation, because when you sit with them, what they say sickens the heart. You will catch a virus from it. Don't go there. When they want you, don't say become a MSF. All these people will go away. It will remain only you and your dream in your dream. Don't say they are saying that I should not sit. They are saying I should not marry some sister. You say don't marry a Takfiri. You say no, you want to marry a Takfiri. Don't do this. If you are not careful, you either regret or you become what that person is. If you become what he is, you will not know the difference between life and death again, so you just take it like that. If you Allah still have favor for you and you still know what goodness is, you will be regretted. Don't say, I mean, you want me to marry his student, because he trusts his student. That person, he doesn't trust you. And this is how this thing is. So, say, don't sit with the people of innovation, because sitting with them, sitting with heart, for 40 days, Jam did not perform Salah. And you know, those people who confuse him, they use the Uslubun Salah. And you might be familiar, he said, these people, the people of Ahlul Kalam, philosophers, people who were busy with rhetoric, philosophy and logic, he said, they gave logic and philosophy already has its own foundation. They now brought the aqaid of Islam and rule, accept and reject the belief of Islam based on the basic rules they had already established from other than Islam in their philosophy. Do we understand? And unfortunately, they thought that they were helping Islam with it. So he says, Rahimahullah, La lil Islam nasaru, wa la lil kalam kafaru. He said they did not help Islam, and they did not destroy the philosophy. Do you understand? Comparative religion, they say we are doing it to defend Muslims. La lil Islam nasaru, wa la lil nasihiyya kafaru. They did not, they are not giving any assistance to the Muslims. Voila. Where are those ones who are calling themselves names? I don't want to mention their names here, but I should. Voila, the first one of the line, the academics of this world, where are they? The people that became Muslims from their hands, where are they? They themselves, where are they? La in Islam in Nasaru. Voila, the game in Islam in Qatar. They did not have Islam, and they have not destroyed what they thought that they were fighting. So we started from who? Al-Jaham ibn Safwan al-Samarqandi. So this man, the next time he wanted to perform Salah, he said, yes, he now will now perform Salah. But if Allah exists, but he really does not have a plan. So he started the field called known as Al-Jahmiyyah. He really established Jahmiyyah. This is how Jahmiyyah started. That's why Imam Ibn Yusuf al-Hanafi, he gave us that place that we started at the beginning, that activity. لِمَنْ دَعَ النَّاسَ جَحَنَةً إِلَى النَّارِ وَاشْتُقَّ اسْمُهُ مِنْ جَحَنَّمَ. I'm surprised, I wonder at the one who publicly invites people to hellfire. And his name, Jahan, he speaks from what? Jahannam. So be careful, don't go and sit with the people of innovation. Innovation will enter your heart. May Allah save us from that. If your salafi will not see you where that path is, they are salafi. Will not see you there. They are salafi. Will not see you there. Will not see you there. Because these groups are clearly from facts and evidence, groups of deviation. Will not see you where you see people who look succeed. Will not see you where you see harakiyun. You know, those are referred to as harakiyun. In English, you transfer to interpret as movementality. Because their way is not the way of the companions. Their leaders, French, Koto, Hassan al-Ban and all this, they make the fear of Ulaj al-Umur. Wa kharaju alayhim, and they oppose them. Now, they are fighting to Hussein. They are fighting with the Hussein Mubarak now on parliamentary seats in Egypt now. Ikhwaniyun. If you are a Salafi, you will not see you there. Da'wah is Sharia from them. Secrecy in Da'wah. You know that you are not with this man, but you show that you are with him. That is not Salafiyah. Do you understand? you show friendliness with him, not because you see him as a brother with whom you should have wala. In fact, the bara you have against him is worse than the bara you have against a kafir. People like that will say that, let's not be Abdullah today, the teacher of Abu Abdul Mumin Salim and Yusuf al-Qardawi, they made this kind of statement when they were justifying music. Yusuf al-Qardawi said that Islam came and met the various sects and groups and cultures of people singing and drumming. If you now come as a Muslim and say they should not drum again, you will send those people out of Islam, they will not accept Islam. So you have to agree that they should be drumming. We say, okay, this is the same argument. We say Islam came and met people naked, nude. So when Islam came and met them nude, we should not say that people should not go nude so that they will not give Islam. Islam came and met the people. Allah says, Shahad, wal Qur'an is the dhikr. Bani al-ladhina kafaru fi izzati wa shiqaq. Kam ahlakna min qablihi min qarni. The Jews and the Christians never told us to stop worshipping other than one God. We are sure that this is an innovation. They say it's a bidah. So, if the prophet has come and said, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, don't worry, keep on worshipping 360 gods, Allah and Al-Uzza and all the people will continue. He says, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةَ الْأُولَى. Those two, like the deeds of ignorance, they condemned it. So they say now, don't condemn it because it was the way of ignorance, subhanAllah. The same thing, Abdullah today was saying similar things. Abdullah today is the teacher of Amr of the Munim Salim. Allah is that. So, we should be careful regarding that. The fifth thing we like to mention is Ihya'u Sunan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil ibadat wa suluk wa jamili marafiq al hayat. And bringing into life, enlightening, bringing about, reawakening the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ibadah, in muamala, in everything regarding our existence, hatta asbahu ghuraba. We will be doing it so much that sometimes people see us and say, these ones are different. We have not seen these ones again. So the statements of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Bada al-Islam, ghariban, wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada'a, will now become true and realize it all. When we are reaching the sunnah of the Prophet that people have forgotten. People have forgotten that before we do, we make our mouth with a twin stick. If the sunnah is getting forgotten, even before Salah, we raise our mouth, the sunnah is getting forgotten. So many of our sunnah are getting forgotten like that. We have to enlighten this sunnah. We have to bring back this sunnah. Not just shouting, I'm Salafi on the street, when actually your ways are different from Salafi and its beautiful. The sixth one is ذنب التحسد لغير كلام الله وكلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Resisting تحسد, blind following and adhering strictly, unwavering following, don't waver in the way you follow and to do something is تحسد. Being fanatical about something. You should not be fanatical about other than the Quran and Sunnah. Do you understand? We should not be fanatical in showing in your destiny. At-ta'assub, holding firmly to something and rejecting every other thing because of that one. We should not do it except with what? Quran and Sunnah. It is the one we should make ta'assub with. وعدم تقدم كلام احد على كلام الله وكلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And do not put in forward, do not prefer the words of anyone more away from the words of Allah and His Messenger. Very, very important. This ta'assub. It is this ta'assub that has led the people to make some of those things that we mentioned. Ta'assub, this is what our leaders say. This is what our leaders say, and that is what we are going to do. And because the Salaf knew that at Ba'ath, each of them would say, إِذَا صَحَّ الْحَدِيثِ فَهُوَ مَنْ حَدِيثِ. Whenever the hadith is authentic, then that is my opinion. If you find any hadith negating whatever I have said, don't take my statements and throw away the hadith. Take the hadith, throw away my statement. If you have a teacher that does not say this kind of thing, run away from him. It's likely to be an innovator. The seventh thing the Salaf must take note and act upon is Al-Amru bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyi an Munkar. We must command good and forbid evil. We must command good and forbid evil. As much as we can, to the extent that we are able. Here, let me tell you. Allah says, وَعَقَصِمُوا وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوَنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let the arise. Ulama say, مِنْكُمْ has two meanings. I deliberately want to address this issue. So, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ they say, مِنْ لِلْجِنْسِ meaning all of you, all of your kind. And the Shahid the Prophet is, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There is no one amongst you except that you will pass through it, through Jahannam. So مِنْكُمْ means all Muslims. As we are able, based on our ability and capability. So وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. Let all the Muslims be du'as, commanding good and forbidding evil, to their ability. The second thing ulama say regarding this is that minkum jama'atul ulama, those who are learned, they are the ones who should be invited to the deen. The Prophet never sent anyone sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to invite people to Islam, except that the one that he sent was someone who was learned. He sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Sultan al-Ulama. He sent Ali ibn Abi Talib, he is what he is. He sent Abu Huraira, Hafiz al-Ummah. He sent all these people. He did not just look for one and send. He sent learned people. So da'wah is to be done by the learned people. And that's why it's wrong to refer to some people as ulama of da'wah and ulama of fatwa. This statement is innovation. It has no basis. The ulama are the ulama of fatwa. They are also the ulama of what? Da'wah. There is no difference. When someone begins to say that, it's one of the symbols to understand that that person is close to being an innovator. It's very close. When you start hearing those terminologies, that there are some ulama, ulama of da'wah. There are some ulama, ulama of fatwa. Start being careful. Which one was Abu Huraira? Was it alim of fatwa or alim of da'wah? Which one was Ali ibn Abi Talib? Which one was Ibn Abbas? Which one was he? Which one was Anas bin Malik? Alim of fatwa or alim of da'wah? So let's talk. So, Ali Hassan Abdul Hamid al-Halabi, one of our eminent teachers, Hafizahumullah, he said that after that verse, Allah said, وَعَفَتِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَلِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّهُ. He said, أَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Immediately he followed it with, don't make tafarruq. He said, it means that any way we think that we are doing da'wah, we must not cause tafarruq with our da'wah. So when some people call themselves and say, the name of our group is, maybe TMC, Jama'at al-Tabligh, and you are nice to the TMC, better than you would be nice to any other person just because he's not a member of TLC. Or you are nice to someone in MSS just because he's a member of MSS, better than the person who is not in MSS, even if that's why it's a better learned Muslim, but because it's not in MSS, it is the Faruq with Dawah. You are making Dawah, but at the same time you are dividing the Ummah. This is why Tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. So those organizations who do that is the implication of what they do, dividing the Ummah along organizational grounds. Do you understand? So Amr bin Ma'ruf statement is a lot of explanations. One, it was done by the ulama. Two, it was done with hikmah or the hasana. And three, we must not use that as a means to cause the farouk. Number eight, abroad to Allah fully mukhalifin. In this Ummah, we make rudud. If we do two things, if it is that the person has heard, if he has made mistakes, what will make rudud unto him with the hikmah wal mawidat al hasana, he is going to realize I had made a mistake. So he will return to the right path. These are the attributes of someone being a salafist. So from the attributes of the companions and those who came after them. We make rudud. The companions make rudud. Why we say no, take respect to somebody, it is wrong. Even Aisha radiallahu anha. The day she said that the cost of our Qudama ibn Mazmun, the brother of Uthman ibn Mazmun, should be brought into the Masjid. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim and Sunan Ibn Hakim. That the cross should be brought into the Masjid so that the wives of the Prophet could perform Salat in Janazah. The companions are telling her that you, the wife of the Prophet, you are bringing a bid'ah. Who are you that is? You see there. She says, how many times do people say something is a bid'ah and it is not a bid'ah? The Prophet prayed from Francisco and so inside this Masjid. The Prophet prayed from Francisco and so inside this Masjid. What we want to use here is, they were making wudud on her. They did not leave her like that to be going. They did not leave her. Wudud, reputation. They were refuting and criticizing her. They did not leave her to go like that. The wife of the Prophet, she must be right now. They criticized her. And when she was responding to prove that she was wrong, she was not putting anything except Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must make rudud. Unfortunately, those who hate rudud most are those who say they are making Amr bin Ma'ruf for 9 years in Mecca. Societies and associations and organizations, we don't like rudud. If there's a society, we say to them, to be saying, Allahumma salli salli ala sayyidina wa ala rasulil kareem, bad. You say, what you are doing is bad. All your words, everything is bad, bad. Yes, if you are doing what is good, we expect you basically to do what is good. We will commend you whenever it is necessary. But when you are doing what is bad, and we do not tell you we have not exercised brotherhood to you, we leave you to go into empire. We should tell you. Unfortunately, the groups that came out of Ma'ruf and now you look at the hate to rudud. And that's why they're saying that they have take anyone because they don't like rudud. As a Muslim, you must like rudud. You must like to make rudud and you must like to accept rudud too. So it's very, very important. That is criticism. You must be ready to tell someone this is wrong. You must be ready to also accept to be told that you are wrong. This is Salaf. So, the next one we like to mention, At-Tafriq, Bain al-Akhtar, Bain al-Akhtar, Afradirati al-Ulama al-Islam, Mimman Afsalu, Da'watihim Ibtida'an ala Manhaj al-Sunnah. We must be able to differentiate between the mistakes that the scholars who base their da'wah upon the da'wah of Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The basic thing about their da'wah is that they are upon what? Sunnah. The biscuit is distracting us. The matter is more than the biscuit. So the ulama of Sunnah, that we know them, we don't know them for anything except what? Sunnah. When they make a mistake, we must differentiate it from the difference and the mistakes of those that have based their own da'wah upon bid'ah. That's all Shehu is full. So if you want to criticize him for using rosary, the way you will criticize him for using rosary will be different from the way you criticize someone who is basically from sunnah. But maybe it's one reason or the other, he does not understand, or he does not get clear, or he feels otherwise, he's using rosary. The criticism for the two of them is different. Because one is from the Haram, the other one is from al-Sunnah. So why do you talk to them? You must discuss with people as their intelligence are. And there's no doubt that the intelligence of the one who is from the people of Hawa, from people of desire and adoration, is different from the intellect and the understanding of someone from the people of Sunnah. That is why the way you will speak about the way people like Imam al-Nawawi, Ibn Hajar and all these make mistakes regarding some sifat of Allah, some attributes of Allah, is not the way you will speak about Al-Jam ibn Dinhab, Abdullah ibn Sabah. These were rufus, they were leaders of innovation. Abdullah Ahmad, they are different. The way you take an innovation, one particular innovation that comes from an Ahmadi, is different from the way you take one innovation that comes from someone who is not an Ahmadi. And Imam Shafi'i explained this a lot in his book, I read some passages here, but I've been told that the time has gone. But this is a basic fact that anyone who ascribes himself to Salafiyya must be clear of. The way you criticize the scholars who are basically scholars to Sunnah when they make mistakes that are innovative is different from the way you criticize someone who is a scholar who is basically an innovator when he makes the same mistake. The first thing we'd like to mention is al-ihtimam bil-ilm, al-mabni al-kitab wa sunnah. We must be interested in knowledge. Salafi, no Arabic. Salafi, they say you should read Quran. We are closing our ears. We have not started being a true Salafi. We should learn. Because our da'wah is one, the da'wah of the Salafiyya is one that is based on what? Knowledge. From day one, we'll be learning. Learn Quran, learn Arabiyya, learn Ilm al-Hadith, Usul al-Fiqh, and all these. So that we leave the level of Muqallidun and we go to the area of what Muqtabi'un. Muqallidun, they are the greatest problems you have. Muqallid, he's just following. Ustaz, what should I do? Ustaz, what should I do? Ustaz, what should I do? If you start telling put your hand in the fire, you can't even know that how much that put my hand in the fire. At the Imam of the living, we should take real interest in learning knowledge, seeking knowledge. We should take it very, very important. There are usually classes, Arabic classes, Quranic classes. People will leave it because of BCH 302. Allah will not ask you about this age on the day of Qiyamah, but he will ask you, what did you do with the Quran? In Surah Al-Furqan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ta'azimu, hadha al-Quran mahjura. My Lord, the people took this Quran, they abandoned it. I left them, they left the Quran. Let us not abandon the Quran. At least we must learn the Quran. The last thing I would like to mention is At-taqarrub ila Allah azza wa jalla bi ta'ati ulati al-umur. We must seek to come close to Allah by obeying our leaders. The leaders of the Muslims, there are two types of leaders, the scholars and those who are in authority. The scholars and those who are in authority. Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu atti'u Allah wa atti'u Rasula wa ulul amri minkum. Ulul amri obey them. And think that by obeying them, we are coming close to Allah. And we will not forget them when they command us to commit something that is sinful. We are not going to obey them in that case. the present thing was the Messiah. And we by now understood, inshallah, that as Salafu, whom man as Sahabatu, wa Aimatu al-Huda. And that Salafiyya is what? Nisbatu ila Salaf. We understand it now. And that there are so many evidences in the Quran that make us understand that to rightly be Muslims, we must be Salaf. We must be Salafi. We must be Salafi rule. We must follow the manhaj of Salaf. And that not to follow the manhaj of the Sahaba and Aimatul Huda is what? Rebellion. Because Allah says, wa in tawallaw fa innama hum fi shiqaq. If they turn their way against the way of the companions, they believe in other than the way the companions believe, they are in rebellion. So أقول ما أقول هذا وأستغفر الله ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يقول جزاكم الله خيرا وأوصال. تعالى سبحانه وتعالى يقول ما قول لهم سيدي. For those who really want to learn, I know, not I think, Mr. Valant. Except you, I want to know that I used to be a run of Al-Yakim. I don't know if you have that one in English. But in Arabic, we have a run which is used for Yakim. So when I say in Arabic, I think, so it means, let me use that area. So what we have run of Yakim in Arabic. So if we say the Zakum Allah Khairan for our staff, we are not Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, God is my condensing. The subject matter, this topic is very, very important. It's a topic we need to listen to. That is why this type of topic is taken for us. So it is meant to be a source of knowledge for us. You know, you have been hearing a lot of things concerning what Salafiyya means, Salafiyya. Some people refer to themselves as Salafi, while some others use some other names, some other titles. It is very important to know what is Salafiyya. When we are talking about Salafiyya in Islam, so what is Salafiyya means? So those who came from New Campus, all of you are expected outside, please. Those from New Campus, you are expected outside. So, because of the time,